And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Let them eat cake were the famous words uttered by Marie Antoinette to her subjects, and she lost her head over that statement. More recently, Governor McCrory has come up with his own version. Let them eat cookies, he said, while handing out chocolate chip cookies to protesters. He may well lose his job over that, too. But there are plenty of other reasons for unseating McCrory and his band of marauders who have made North Carolina the laughingstock of the nation. Last week, North Carolina teachers staged a mass protest rally outside the Sheraton Inn in Chapel Hill. While inside, McCrory unveiled his much ballyhooed plan for reforming education. He benevolently offered teachers a 1% pay increase and then took it away. Well, that didn't go too well with the teachers. McCrory and his legislative wrecking crew could be likened to Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan, or even Ivan the Terrible. In a few short months in office, McCrory and his henchmen have wreaked havoc on the poor and middle class. They cut unemployment benefits to 70,000 jobless Carolinians. Hidden in a motorcycle safety law, they approved an anti-abortion bill that would close all but one clinic in North Carolina. They introduced a sales tax cut that will hit the poor and middle class the hardest, while eliminating income tax that will aid the rich and corporations. But to throw salt on the wounds of the poor and middle class, they have introduced what is known as the North Carolina Voter Suppression Bill, requiring stringent voter ID, eliminating same-day voter registration, reducing early voting, and authorizing vigilante poll observers. And that is the way the cookie is crumbling. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.